This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habaim. Today we begin a new topic. Dinei Chatzitza. The halachos of interpositions, separations in Netilas Yadayim. Dinei Chatzitza b'Netila. Uboi Dalet Tzifim. Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. Tzorch Lizar Mechatzitza. You have to be careful if there is a interposition, there is a separation. Anything that's considered a chatzitza for tevilas haguf is a chatzitza for netila. Kagoin, tsoya shetachas hatzipoiren. If you have some kind of dirt, filth, excrement under the fingernail, shaloi kineged abasar, not opposite the flesh. Meaning, if it's embedded in the area of the nail opposite the flesh, so that's not a chatzitza. But if it's the part of the nail that extends beyond the flesh, that's shaloi keneged abasar, that's a chatzitza. Ubatzeik shetachas hatzipoiren, or dough under the fingernail. Afilu keneged habasar, even if the dough is embedded so deep that it's opposite the flesh. Uratia sha'al basaray, or a bandage on your body. Fitit hayovein, and the cement, the mud of pits. Fitit hayoitzrim, and the pit, and the filth, the mud of builders. Avo b'miyutai, but if it's just a small amount, a minor part of your body, a minimal part of your body, she'ino makbid, that you're not makbid on, ein lachash, you do not have to be concerned. Let's see the Mishnah Berura, Sivkatan Aleph Li Zahar, Akdim Lazeh Hakdama Ketzara, says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to give a little bit of a intro. V'hu de'l'inyan tefilas hagov kaimalan de'tzach lizar shalaye chatzitza. When it comes to immersing the body, we paskin that you have to be careful that there is no chatzitza. V'hainu shelo yiyah shum davar mudbak ala guf be'esat tefilan. You have to be careful nothing clings to the body when you immerse. Da'idei zeh lo yiyah oisei amakam roi l'bias mayim. Because if there's something clinging to your body, then that spot is not prepared and roi for water to come there. V'im haya chatzitza. And if there's an interposition, lo yosel tefila, the immersion won't work. Even though biblically it's not a chatzitza elam ken haya chatzitza roiv besar haguf, midrash it's only chatzitza if the chatzitza covers the majority of the body. Midrabanan aser afilu im haya chatzitza miyod haguf. Rabbinically it's aser even if chatzitza is on a small part of the body. Gezeira aturubai. So the rabbanan were goyzer on miyot atu roiv. The rabbis only answered on miut, on miutai, if it's something that people are typically makbid. It's irrespective if right now you're makbid or not. It's, are people usually makbid? Something which is not typically, one is typically not makbid on, is not a chatzitza. Elam kein haya mechuso roiv haguf. Something which person's not usually makbid on is not a chatzitza, unless it's covering the majority of the body. The oz aser midrabanan. Then it's aser midrabanan. Afil kishenidbak alav davar she'en derech lahakbid alav. So regarding chatzitza da'iraisa, it's only rubai umakbid. The rabbanim were gozer on rubai ve'inai makbid. They were gozer on miutai umakbid. Ule'inyan netilas yadayim gam kein. The same thing for netilas yadayim. Av shehu midrabanan. You'll say it's only midrabanan in the first place. So maybe for this, we should go back to the biblical. It has to be covering the majority of your hand and you have to be makbid. No. Kol detikun rabbanan ke'en da'iraisa tikun. Whatever the rabbis enacted, they enacted similar to the Torah. V'alkein amish chatzitza aroiv hayad. Therefore, if you have a chatzitza on most of the hand, dainu aroiv makoim anatila, Asur, I feel me in derech bnei adam l'hakpid alav. It's asur, even if people are usually not makpid on it. Vim haya rak amir ayad, and if it's only on a small amount of the hand, enoy asur olim kena derech l'hakpid alav. It's only asur if it's the derech to be makpid. V'yata nevar divrei shulchan aruch. So, applying tevilas haguf to netilas yadayim, if it's rubai ve'enoy makbid, if it's the majority of your hand and you're not makbid, or if it's miyutai, but it's the derech to be makbid, then it's a problem for netilas yadayim. Now, when the mechaber says you should be zahir mechatzitza, what does that mean? Says Mishmaru, Mashikasav, Yizor mechatzitza, hainu sheyasir meyadayim kainama netila. You should remove from the hand before the netila. Kol davar shederech mei adam lahakbid av lasir, whatever it is the derech of people to be makbid, to remove. Let's say a person is wearing a band-aid. So you say, it's not the derech of people to remove. Well, when? Would you go to a wedding wearing a band-aid? Not so nice. Not classy to wear a band-aid on your hand. So it depends where. You know, you might walk around your house all day that way, but if you were in a formal setting, you would not. So we have to be able to identify what under what condition would you remove the item from your hand. V'im natal yadav v'yachar kach nimtza lav davar chaytzitz. If you washed your hands and then you found the chatzitza, bein al mir hayad, bein al roiv hayad, whether on a minority or the majority, talina lahakel shenis hava achar kach. We say chazaka. We say if you found the chatzitza after, it probably came later. L'chatchila, it is appropriate to be ma'ayin in your hands, that there's nothing separating between your hands and the water. Now the Dirshu brings that if you found the chatzitza after, then talinan lahakel. I said the reason is chazaka. He brings from the Prima Gadim that the reason is because Natil Siyadayim is Midrabana, so we're Mekel Misafek. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's the case, what if you have more water? So the Shulchan Aruch said earlier in Kuf Samach, Sefer Aleph, in the name of the Yesh Oimrim, that if you're Mesupuk, if you wash your hands or not, if you have other water, Tzarech Litol Yadav. So do we say here also, if you find a Safek on your hands, if you find a Chatzitz on your hands and you don't know, was it there before or later, should you wash again? Again, in Kuf Samach, we said, we brought this Yesh Oimrim, Sha'al Kol Zoysim Yesh Lemayim Achirim Yito Yadav Yosei Atzim En HaSafek. But the Mishnah Berurah also said, that does not apply if the Safek came after you washed your hands. Because there, regarding that, you say Chazaka. So the Dirshu brings that factor as well. That in other words, when there's a chazaka, then we don't say wash again to be moitzi misafik. So in this case also, you have a chazaka. Your hands have a chazaka. You wouldn't have to wash your hands again. Okay. But here's a new halacha that many are not familiar with. Before you wash netilas yadayim, you should be ma'ayin in your hands. You should look at your hands. See? Say, make sure they're still there. They're still... And you have to take a look at them, that there's no chatzitza. L'chatchila, you should be ma'ayin in your hands before netilas yadayim. Tzoya shetachas tzitziparin. Hainu zu'amas hatziparnayim. This expression, tzoya, it's referring to the indigenous dirt that usually ends up there. It's not referring to the tsoya that is usually referred to. It's the filth of the fingernail that usually gathers there. Avot tsoya mamish. But if there's actual tsoya, that's a problem. Afilu keneged abasar. Mistaber shloi chashav natila matsoy shenish hasham. If you found actual tsoya there, then it will be a problem even shekneged habasar. Tsoyas hatziparnayim, which is the dirt that usually gathers there, is only a problem if it's shaloi keneged abasar. Shaloi keneged abasar kagoin imatzi poiren gadol. Let's say the fingernail is big, va'oydeif al basara etzba, and it extends beyond the flesh. Va'atsoya sheyesham tachas oydev zeh, the filth that is under this overhang of nail, derech roi b'nei adam lahakbid, it is the derech of most people to be makbid l'nakoysam, to clean them misham mius. Mishem hachi choytzeitz, that's why it's a chatzitza. V'tzarech lahasir oisam hazuama, oisa hazuama, you have to remove that filth, koydem anatila. U'bebatzeik, but by dough, derech b'nei adam lahakbid afilu keneged abasar. People usually are makbid even if it's embedded more deep. What's the chiluk between zuamas hatziparnayim that people are makbid only on the oidef and the dough that people are makbid even keneged abasar? The dershu in note 9 brings from the Elia Rabba that batzek is much more sticky and people are more makbid. Reb Vosner in Shiurei Sheva Levi says that zuamas hatziparnayim is beteva. So therefore, it's only a problem if it's in an area that's more overt, that anyway is a little bit unkempt. But dough, which is not natural, that's a problem even keneged abasar.
How does sticky play a role in this? The Chofetz Chaim says, "Roy, go look at your hands." But if you have sticky hands and you can't see anything, does that play any role in chatzitza?
No. Well, I don't understand the question. If it's sticky, just people are more tend to be makbid on it.
But I'm saying, like, my hands could be very clean, but if they go, it'll be sticky. Like, I mean, soda could have fallen on the hands, that they're not dirty or anything, but I feel my hands are sticky. So I don't see anything. Like, sugar will, like dry in your hands in a sticky way.
Okay, that's a separate question. Do you need to be able to see the chatzitza? The point here is that dough, which you do see, but because of its clingy quality, people tend to be more makbid. Now you want to know, what about something sticky that you don't see? We'll have to see whether it's a chatzitza if you don't see it. Weiter in this Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. V'ayin b'yoredeya kuv tzadik ches. Look in your Adeya. So the Mishnah Berurah is advising everyone to join next year's Chavra de Hilchasa, Hilchos Mikvois Utvila, so that you could know what the Dinei Chatzitza are. That's what he says. He says you should be Ma'ayin there. What about a thorn? What about a splinter? Says Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. If it protrudes or is equal, it's a chatzitza. If it's embedded, even though you could see it, or let's say it's boilate, but already the skin grew over it, it's not a chatzitza. What about a wart? The Rama says it's not a chatzitza. What if you know you're going to remove it? It's still not a chatzitza. What about hanging skin? Lufe or Amadulna. Seems like it's not a chatzitza. What about a hangnail? If it's only, let's say a hangnail that's mostly attached but a little bit disattached is a chatzitza. If it's mostly not attached, it's not a chatzitza. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. So look in your Yoredeya where it lists many things which are chatzitza. Ela depoy chashav dvarim hamatsuyim. Here we're just enumerating the common examples. V'kasa el yoraba b'shem sefer chasidim. Denachoin mitamzeh shelo yigadel adam es siparna. For this reason, you should not have long nails. Because if you have long nails, then it's going to be a problem for netilas yadayim. For this reason, you should not have long nails. By the way, the El Yaraba concludes there, therefore you should cut your nails every Erev Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch also says, Sim Reish Samach, there's a mitzvah to cut your nails every Erev Shabbos. The Shlosh says that if you're noyeg to cut your nails and be mekayim the mitzvah of cutting your nails for kavod Shabbos, mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, you'll be yoytzei the mitzvah of netilas yadayim lesuda, because whatever dirt will be under your fingernails will be miyuta demiyuta she'enoy makbed. What about a bandage? Huma shenoysen chelev. This ratia is a bandage with some kind of ointment that they put fat or wax or bacitracin on a cloth, lahaniach ala ka'ev. So a ratia is a chatzitza. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.